Good for you.
La,
la, la. Oh, Mr. Zichy, that was so nice. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to be sarcastic in my little comment there. Actually, I didn't know the microphone was on. I'm kidding. You know I'm a lesbian, right? But I'd still let you eat my big cunt out. I have a big vagina. It's the subject of a lot of controversy lately because people don't understand how my vagina can have a legal name change, and they don't understand how I can't keep these vaginal names straight. Well, it shouldn't be so hard to understand Alzheimer's disease, general audience, and I don't appreciate you making fun of the fact that I have it, to tell you the truth. You know, I work hard at this show, and then you make fun of my disease. It's not really not nice. Okay, quick promo, then we got to get serious from the Tsuris. Cirrus, blah, blah, blah. What are you listening to? You know, why do we have station identifications like people don't know what they're listening to? That is retarded anyway. I don't even know why I say that. You're listening to this. Well, you don't fucking know what you're listening to? Are you retarded or something? Goodness gracious.
Girdle spillover. Hello, Madge. Roger here. Girdle spillover.
Radio Clash.
Radio Clash.
And here's our host.
I am Indy Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
Mashups, mixes, and madness. Listen to Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/Radio Clash. Never let your mind go blankety blank ever again.
Radio Clash is a great, great podcast. One of the best. And you should listen to it. And I tell you, that's like one of my favorite promos, too. I just love it. I think about it when I masturbate about to people. Anyway, I really don't. I need to get serious because there's so much going on now. I talked yesterday. Let me just make sure. Do I have to get any of these phone calls out of the way? Let's see.
We're going to wait until the beep is so we can, like, leave a voicemail. This is a cunt call.
Why? What's that bloated leather?
Oh, you see, no, we're from Britain.
You're a fat, dirty leather.
Are you? Apparently, Madge, you're a fat, dirty leather. And, well, I'm a fat, dirty gay man. Well, I'm not fat, I'm really quite thin. No, aren't I quite slim?
Slim Jim.
Slim Jim. So, like, say hello, Sarah.
Nyack.
Saying hello in yak word because we're aliens.
They're planning soap.
Oh, this is what? Have you got a big fat juicy minge? Oh, Craig, this is
the
clown. That was Krusty the Clown. Now say hello, Jason.
Hello, call me Bubbles, darling.
He's really bad at doing Little Britain, but you know, this is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
I want that one.
Well,
I want that one.
We've all been out having a really big, like, night out, and well,
not bit of a cabbie.
Oh my God, the cabbie was a total shit. I said to him, "I will suck your cock." Would he have it? No, he wouldn't.
He was having none of it, was he?
No. He was a fast blowing lesbian. Bye, Madge. Say bye to Madge.
Bye.
Fat and bloated.
Good God, what on earth were they saying to me? I heard them say fat and bloated. That was about it. Let's see here.
Hi, everyone. It's Rose. It's that time again. Time for another phone post. Today I'm going to be singing for you a very beautiful old Celtic ballad, which is one of my favorites, and it's called He Moved Through the Fair. As always, I would caution you that I am singing a cappella into a cell phone and that this is not the best quality recording. Also, I'm currently recovering from a very nasty 3-week head cold, so I would ask you all to please be kind and bear with me. And I promise no more excuses. I'm going to take a deep breath and start singing for you now.
Oh, God, shut up. I can't believe it. I thought I was going to be able to get through it today, but I wasn't. Did I play this one?
We're going to wait.
No, that's the one I just played.
Hi, Madge. It's John from Boston calling. I just wanted to thank you for podcasting. I started listening to your show last March, and I love it. You helped me get through the day, Madge. That's it, really. Thanks again. You're my favorite lesbian on the internet. Bye.
Okay. No, thank you.
Hi, Madge. My name's Trevor from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I just tuned into your show like within the past week, and I just wanted to let you know that you have shown me how to see the beauty in speech, such as when you say things like Tuesday and then you'll say turd day, or, you know, cunt a Leslie Rice. I mean, I never thought like that before, but now, since I've listened to your show, I see the beauty in everyday speech. It's crazy. But on another note, I did want to ask you a little bit of advice, because I've picked up over the past week or so, you know, how intelligent and just how you are and the crystal ball or whatever that you work from. It's a relationship question, okay? And I'm not a lesbian, and I'm bloated right now, but usually I'm not bloated. Mm. But I wanted to ask you, what do you do when you're in a relationship and you love the person, but you don't want to have sex with them anymore? So that's my daily dilemma. I just had that question. I wanted to see if maybe you could give me some advice and help me out with that. All right. Have a good week, and I love your show. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Wow, Trevor, that's a great question. Thank you for that. In fact, I can help you with that. Well, first of all, let's see. It really depends on how big your penis is. Now, you know that I study men, homosexuals. I don't know if you didn't say if you're gay or straight. Now, you told me that you don't have interest with the sex, the person you love, and all this business. So, and you didn't say the sex of the person. Normally, a person would say male or female. So I would assume there that you're trying to ditch the bitch and make the switch. Although maybe you're not conscious of this, but it sounds like you need to do that. So I would say to you, the girl's nice, you know? So I don't know, there's all kinds of relationships, there's no rules. Some people can be married in platonic relationships. God knows Gussie and I have. But the important thing is to go to a rest stop and get your penis sucked. So I'm finna tell you what to do. You go down, I don't know where, did you say you're from Boston? I don't know. So what you do is you go down the road you get in your car, you go down the interstate, get to the first rest stop, go in and stroke your penis. I'll need pictures. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Let me know how it goes, Trevor.
Hello, Matt. This is Steve calling again, the listener from L.A. Good major hand. It was totally out of love. But I actually wanted to ask you to recommend, if you could recommend, some simple audio editing software for podcasting. I'm sure all this is online somewhere. But I wonder if you could recommend that real quick. And also, if you could play or at least say the name of the artist of that song that you keep playing. I'm totally hooked on it. It just is stuck in my head. But I really enjoy the original version with the female singer. And you keep playing this other version, which is great too, with a dude. But that woman's voice is just so haunting. So anyway, this is Steve in L.A. Love your show. Just wanted to ask the thing, so have a great day, Madge. I hope that your blood pressure has calmed down and you're not as upset as you were.
Shut up already.
Even though it was all.
It's my turn to talk.
Anyway, I'm rambling, so.
Yeah, you are.
Love you, Madge. Talk to you later.
Listen, Stephen, thank you for the hand. In case the general audience doesn't know, Stephen came to Reagan Fox's Listen Turd appreciation party and brought a covered hand. Maybe I can find that flicker on Reagan's site. A hand in a little, you know, like grocery store where you buy the produce, like one of those little round things that wastes the environment with the Tupperware and this. You buy a chicken breast, maybe a tamale or whatever in there. And he put a hand in there with blood, said it was my hand. Fuck you, Stephen. But listen, go ahead and Audacity is free audio software. It's great. And then you can download the lame encoder. Go to girlontech.com. She's the gal that I have on here once in a while that does tech help. She's great with that stuff. And if you know, look at her site. She's got some resources. And you can always email her. Just say, listen, Madge sent me, okay? But don't all... Oh, I realize I just said that to everybody. Well, that's okay. Who cares? She's helpful. Anyway, I'd eat her out. She caught her parents masturbating each other once.
Hi, Madge. This is Craig. I just wanted to call and say I'm a big fan of your show. But you kind of threw me for a loop with your comment on Steve Jobs and his dress and heterosexual males tucking in their shirts and wearing things on their belt. I am a heterosexual male, and unfortunately I do wear things on my belt. I have a BlackBerry. It won't fit in my pocket. And I tuck in my shirt because I thought that's what you were supposed to do because it's neater. And Steve Jobs, I always thought, was kind of a stylish guy. And I had always tried to pattern my dress after him. Boy, was I wrong after listening to your diatribe. I think you should go a little easy on Steve.
Turtlenecks, or as I like to call them,
really cool.
Gadgets.
And, you know, the internet
still
belt
talking.
Thing, well... The gadgets on the belt, sometimes I do feel like Batman when I get ready in the morning. But, you know, if you got a better solution than having bulging pockets, I'm going to stick with the belt. Again, I really like your show, and in fact, my favorite of all time, hands down, is when you had to clean up Chauncey's shit.
Yeah.
That was a classic. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Whatever. I'm glad that me suffering can bring you pleasure. I'm glad, you know, that was a traumatic moment for me when I had to clean up all this diarrhea and then the vacuum cleaner was full of goddamn shit everywhere. The vacuum, I have one of these vacs, I'm not telling you what brand because they won't sponsor me because I say cunt. You know, I don't, instead of supporting a mass murdering president. Okay, I want to play one more. I should just get to the, you know, because I'm not really at the topic I intended to talk about. It's already half over. But, you know, I got to have a rest. I can't always be at this forthright. Oh, back to the guy who just commented. First of all, what are you, a retarded person? You don't know what you can do. What do us women do? We carry purses. Why can't you carry a purse or a goddamn backpack or a valise? You know, why do you have to have everything in your goddamn belt? That's just retarded. You think you're John fucking Wayne with your goddamn BlackBerry? Fuck you. You're not John Wayne. You're just some pussy with a big paunchy belly. And you, oh my God. And if you're wearing tight pants, okay. You know, okay. So you can wear the tight pants, maybe. I mean, not in my book ever, but okay. You can wear the pants, the belt, but they shouldn't be so tight that they take the fat around your waist and shape it into an ass. I used to work at the record label. And I'm so glad that we had a PR guy who dressed like this, right? So he was kind of paunchy, yeah, which is fine. A lot of people are fat. God knows I am. But it's how you shape your fat, what you do with it. Now, ugly bodies are meant to be covered up. That's why I wear long, flowing muumuus and things like this. So, and men have to cover their fat as well, or at least make it not like, you don't want people to go, blech. If you see somebody going, blech, when they see you, then maybe it's a red flag, you know? And you can tell, especially if women do it, because women can't help but snarl at people that are ugly or dress bad, unless they're lesbians, although I'm an exception. So I want to should tell you that, this guy who was the PR guy where I used to work, and he would walk in, and he had a blobby body, you know, kind of lummox-ish, where he had the waist bigger than the shoulders. He wasn't a potato, but close. So what he would do is, since he didn't have an ass and he just had blob, he would just wear these khaki pants, pleated pants, and he would tighten his belt so much that in his mind, it made him look like he had an ass because it took all his fat and it shaped it into what loosely could be considered the shape of an ass, but it really looked disgusting. It looked like one of those nasty, you know, advertisements you see in one of the in the back of Chicago magazine, trying to get you to go to Dr. Schlopkin for, to get some liposuction or whatever, a thigh reduction. You know that thigh abortion. I ruined my joke. Liposuction is thigh abortion. That's what I wanted to just say. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Do I have one more before we go on? Oh, so the belt, just deal with it. Get a purse. I don't fucking care. Get waist cancer for all I give a shit.
Hello, Madge. This is Steve. I was at the Reagan Fox listener party and called you the other day. You sounded adorable, but you did sound tired. You're busy, and I know you do a million shows, so I totally respect that. I was laughing my ass off. It was so great, too.
I'm not having that. I know you're... Why do people just get so serious about the shit I say? So I'm not going to go through that again. We're there. We're past it. Move on. You know, I moved on. Why don't you, Stephen, huh? Mary? All right. How big's your penis? Let's see here. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this business. So I was very happy that Democracy Now, very glad, I can't really say happy, but Democracy Now did their whole show today on this Fallujah documentary. They showed a long clips from the Fallujah documentary that I posted pictures from yesterday on Americans and mentioned just as I was ending my show yesterday. And I can't say that I broke the story of the Fallujah business, you know, and the chemical weapons, because Democracy Now! Has reported on it, and so is Bicycle Mark. However, the fact that this documentary existed and that there was pictures, that I feel that I did break that, and as far as I can tell, nobody else did, because Democracy Now! Broke, you know, they're the first ones to actually broadcast the video, but technically, and I know this is really lame, but I have to get some credit for something while fucking people are, you know, podcasters are in their own superficial world, you know, where their biggest claim to fame is being on a goddamn, you know, top 10 list or top 100 list and shit, you know what I mean? So I gotta get my credit too, goddamn, and I'm a fucking dyke. But I found out from a very reliable source yesterday that this documentary existed, and then I report, anyway, enough with that ego shit. So, I don't have much time now. I was too busy. I got a fart. I've been eating so much fiber. When I took a huge bloat shit, I emptied my bloaters, but yet there's still, like, gases left over, which is nice because they smell bad in a good way. Here, listen. I can't believe I can fart into this little bitty microphone and it goes all the way up into the sky and down out the satellite Sirius radio. You know, Howard Stern's going to be right on the channel next to us in a few months. I wonder if he ever listens to this show. But if he is, God, that smells good and bad. I know that a lot of the stuff, Howard's a very, very, you know, possessive, kind of jealous person because he's Jewish. And I know that he's probably saying, God damn it, that's what I did. I did the farting on the microphone. Well, yeah, Howard, of course you did. And that inspired me to fart on the microphone. But you're not the only person in the goddamn world with gas, okay? And I pay a homage to you because you got me through many years, Howard, especially in the 90s. Many years of depression and soullessness due to drug abuse, which I was able to, of course, since I was soulless, I was able to enjoy your show. But no, I'm joking. I Howard's a pioneer, and I respect the hell out of everything he's done, because yeah, I couldn't do this if it wasn't for Howard. There's no way. There's no way. No way. So I'm totally in homage to Howard. I have this homage. However, I think that Robin is annoying. She's just an Uncle Tom. She just laughs at stupid shit. She will sell her mother if it'll get, you know, if it'll keep her paycheck and if Howard says so. The other thing is this Artie Lang is a drunk homophobe. He needs to get out, you know? He needs to get out of there. You know, hey, I'll step in and help you out, Howard, because, you know, I can write funny things. I can write funny things, but that's okay. That's okay. You can have your alcoholic homophobe and keep losing audience. I don't care. That's fine. All right, so, Bush said he would veto any torture bill without a CIA exception. Okay, that's according to CBS Evening News yesterday. I saw this Bob Schieffer, who heard and stink. Oh, I didn't do a hurt and stink today. So yet, I think it was the same day, maybe the day before. I think it was the same day. Bush said in somewhere in Central America where everybody's trying to kill his effigy, burn his effigy, he said, we don't torture anyone. Yet at the same time, he's saying that he won't accept any anti-torture legislation that doesn't provide an exemption for the CIA, which means he's a lying cocksucker. Now, how more fucking obvious can it be? We need to impeach this guy. He's a war criminal, for God's sake. He's a slobber-down Milosevic. And now we have this visual proof that we actually used the equivalent of napalm on... We used chemical weapons in order to take over a country that we took over because the guy used chemical weapons on his own people. We came in and used chemical weapons on the same people. Jesus Christ, give me a break. I posted the whole thing on insanefilms.com. You can watch it. You know, judge for your fucking self. But, and then they have this army guy in Democracy Now! Talking about it, in addition to interviewing the filmmaker that made this film from Italy. And, and by the way, I need to mention this. Now, when I found out about this, I wrote an email to Democracy Now! Telling them, pointing in the direction of the video and the pictures. And I also sent an email to PBS. I didn't bother with the major networks. I figured they'll just ignore it anyway. But I did call the news desk at McNeil Lehrer, the News Hour. And you know, I thought, here, I'm giving them this great scoop. You know, they'll really be interested in this. And he just says, we'll wait till it comes off the wire. And I'm thinking, off the wire? Off the wire? What the fuck are you talking about, off the goddamn wire? What kind of a news agency waits for things to come off a wire? That's not a news agency. That's a goddamn assembly line. And here, this is PBS. This is public broadcasting. These are the people that are at least supposed to be decent. I mean, sure, they're not as good as, like, Democracy Now!, but you'd think they would. They have the independence. They can at least report the news. But no, it's just somebody sitting there who's just too lazy to do investigative journalism. He shouldn't be doing the news. You know what? There's plenty of people out there, people in podcasting, people that would love to have a job like that, would love to be able to investigate news for a national program. And instead you have these snails that don't even want to be doing it, you know? That don't even want to do it, too lazy. So they'll wait till it comes off the wire and just reprocess it and send Gwen Ifill and that other woman with the horrible helmet head over to interview people, stale people with a stoic faces about, you know, bullshit and nothing and asking hardly challenging questions, but they still appear very challenging and controversial when it compares to the goddamn regular networks. I mean, Jesus Christ. So then, but they do have, then on that note, so they had yesterday on the Lehrer News Hour, when I taped it on my vagina TiVo, but unfortunately, I accidentally deleted it. I would have paid to play clips. Probably I wouldn't really, because I'm lazy and fat. But so they interviewed the new head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, the new war criminal, our latest, oh my God, why am I gassy? Anyway, I know why. Fiber one and yogurt, two cans, because I realize I need to eat all this yogurt before I go out of town tomorrow. So so the new Joint Chiefs of Staff, when Lehrer said, well, how many casualties were there in this most recent, Iraqi casualties were there in this most recent attack on, in the border of Syria? He said, well, it's not about the casualties. We're not going to report casualty counts anymore, like they ever did. Because it's not about the bodies. It's about how well we protect the country. Iraq, that is. And then Lehrer said, well, okay, well, so how well are you doing? It seems that there's more terrorist attacks every day. And he said, well, no, that's, yeah, but the proof that we are doing better with protecting the country is that we have elections, and that is the proof. I mean, this is totally Orwellian doublespeak, okay? Totally Orwellian doublespeak makes no fucking sense at all. No sense. So he's saying, you know, we can change the truth by just making up some dumb shit that doesn't make any fucking sense. I think that's it for the serious part. I'll probably keep talking a little bit. So you listen to YeastRadio.com for the rest of this show. I'm going to end now for the serious people. God, that fart smells good. I love when I eat garlic. I think it's because, what was I eating? I can't tell you what I'm eating. I'm not telling you people any products that I do anymore, unless they're sponsoring me, because, you know, I'm sick of selling shit for free. I have no problem being a capitalist, making money, sponsoring shit. And if you sponsor me, I will lick your balls. I will. But as long as I agree with the product, of course. I mean, I'm not going to, like, do advertising for, you know, Shell Oil or something. But you know what I'm saying. I'll do the Prius. And, I said Prius shit. But so anyway, so I'm recording this show on PC. I've got my FireWire box all hooked up into the PC now. I got to tell you, I've been running benchmarks. And let me tell you something. I'm running fucking benchmarks. And basically this $1,000 junky PC, it's not junky, but it's pretty, it was like $1,000, $1,100, Athlon 64 chip, is about only 10% slower. Did I tell you this yesterday? I hope not. 10% slower than my dual 2.5 gigahertz and smells. 10%. And the dual has 2.5 gigs of RAM. The Athlon only has 1 gig. I could up that, of course. And the dual 2 gigahertz and smells has serial ATA drives, which are faster, 7,200 RPM. The laptop has parallel ATA running at 4,200 or whatever the hell it is. So it's ridiculous. Why are these Macs so speaking of bloated, maybe that's why I like Apple. Why are they so fucking bloated? They are. You know, I was being interviewed by a researcher yesterday from some delicious lesbian school, which I'll have her on my show in a few weeks. I'm not going to give you too much. And she's been a Mac first person all her life, and she was saying, yeah, you know what? They really have turned into these sort of bloated excuses for to make you buy more equipment, where it used to be she said her first one was the Performa, I think, and she was running Avid on it. It was just really solid, you know, it would work for a long time. And now it's all about making your hardware extinct, you know? And besides, but that's all bullshit. That's all water under the bridge, because I still do love Apple. I love the interface. I mean, the software itself works fine either way, and it's more economical to use on the PC, but I definitely prefer the Apple interface. But you know what? I kiss Apple's ass. I make so many people buy this Apple shit, and they can't even give us who are, you know, the homosexual, the queer casters who buy at least a third of all their shit, can't even give us a category on iTunes that says gay, lesbian, or that's it, or queer cast, whatever. You know, can't even give us a top-level category. That's too much. You know, I bitch about it on Adam Curry's show, so they finally put a gay podcast on the front page of iTunes. You know, that's good. That's a step in the right direction. But that's not it. And then I got a bunch of emails from people there. Isn't that great? Aren't you happy now? Oh, yeah, I'm real fucking happy. I mean, that's definitely a step. I'm glad that it had impact. But we need a lot more than that, you know? Because I got a lot of PCs to sell, huh? 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 It is cheaper. And I'm not lying. None of the stuff I'm saying is lying. And on my trips, I'm not even taking a Mac anymore. You know, if it turns out that I get to like the... And besides Google Desktop, which is fucking phenomenal, they don't have that on a Mac. And that's fucking great, because it tells you what's going on in your world all at once. You know, you get an email, an RSS, it all shows up in this cute little non-obtrusive box, right? That doesn't work on a, you know, Google doesn't really develop for Mac. And then, of course, there's all the Office stuff, which, you know, you can get on Mac, the basics Office stuff, but you can't get, like, Visio and all these project tools and stuff like that. I mean, anyway. Okay, so anyway. But the software I use, Live and Avid, it's transparent. And I'm just going to stick with that software, which I can use on any platform. And fuck, you know, sorry, but fuck Final Cut. And fuck Logic. Logic, because I'm through with it. You know? I'm sick of the arrogance that Apple has. I'm sick of the way they think they can do whatever they want. They're just like Microsoft was in the 90s, you know, where they just had this intense hubris where they could just dick people around because they're the hottest shit. Well, that's true, but you learn from looking at companies like Microsoft and other companies that come and go in the Fortune 500 as technology changes so quickly. You need to get over yourself, Mary. You know, loosen the pants. They're cutting off oxygen to your bloat. Anyway, what else did I have from my little list here before I end? I'm so fat. Oh, P.W. Fenton. P.W. Fenton did this great blog post, digitalflotsam.podshow.com. And it's fucking great. He's, you know, he's done, he's had like, he's like a cat. He's had like 9 lives. And he, at some point in his life, he was this photographer. And he took some amazing photos of like a 60s peace march. And he just won't believe it. He's got pictures of these celebrities in these wonderful like moments. Woody Allen, Judy Collins, Stacey Keach, all these people. And a peace march. Go look at it. You got to see it. Digitalflotsam.blogspot.com. Okay, so we talked about, so the Joint Chiefs basically said, you know, the reason that, you know, Lehrer said, okay, there's more violence than before. Joint Chiefs of Staff said, oh, well, we're not going to report body counts, and we had elections. So somehow in our mind, the propagandist thinks that it's going to mean that somehow that's less casualties because free elections. There's no logic there at all. It's all this Orwellian doublespeak. Sucks. What else was I finna say? Okay, so oh my God, my bloat. I'm really tired. I hardly slept because I was so upset about all this stuff. So they had on Democracy. Well, listen to Democracy Now is all I'm going to say. I'm not going to repeat what they said. Well, listen to Democracy Now! From today, today being Tuesday for Yeast Radio listeners and Wednesday for, never mind. It's always the day behind my show. The show that I do on Tuesday on Yeast Radio is always the show that comes out the following day on Sirius, if you haven't figured that out yet. So listen to, the Washington Post did a big story last week, as I'm sure everybody heard. Pay particular attention in Democracy Now! To the interview with the Army spokesman, because he gives a lot of excuses and they talk about embedded journalism, and it's very interesting. Anyway, my silent age. So we have the Washington Post from last week, which said, you know, that there are these secret CIA prisons where they torture people, right? These supposedly high-level al-Qaeda people. Nobody knows anything. There's no accountability whatsoever. Washington Post reported it. They know which countries have this prison, but the Pentagon asked Washington Post not to say where they were, and the Washington Post agreed. Basically, the Washington Post is allowing itself to not report very important truth because the Pentagon says so. Now, why? Because, I mean, you can speculate, you know. The Pentagon said, well, we don't want terrorist attacks on these countries, and they're afraid of it. Well, duh, you know, duh. Well, maybe you shouldn't be torturing people in your fucking country. And it's so ironic on so many levels that these are the old KGB torture camps. I mean, it's so fucked up. The hypocrisy is so intense. And the only excuse that I can think of for people not seeing it is that it is so huge and so absurd and so James Bond and insane that it's just impossible to believe, but you have to wake up or it's going to happen to you, you know? Eventually it'll get to all of us on a personal level. So wake up, you know, you can watch your TV if you want to, but shut it off after an hour, you know, and then read the news, do some investigation, learn how to use RSS, subscribe to weblogs, because that's news comes out in weblogs way before news, if it ever does. Boy, does it ever. And subscribe to other podcasts where they talk about things. The ones I would suggest are Democracy Now!, of course, Bicycle Marked, and is it open source? Radio Open Source. And I'm sure there's more. Please tell me if there are other podcasts you should subscribe to. Don't tell me about the radio stuff. I'm not interested in this localized broadcasting bullshit. I want something that everybody in the world can access with a computer. Anyway, what else do I have in my notes? The soldier, by the way, who exposed a lot of these, what happened in Fallujah, the American soldier has a blog. I haven't looked at it yet. It's ftssoldier.blogspot.com. I haven't looked at it yet, so I hope that's the right address. ftssoldier.blogspot.com. Sounds like a feminine deodorant spray. And listen, wake up, everybody. This is fucking obvious. It's torture, okay? Torture. Hello? Torture. Human rights. And if you don't fucking get it, you need to ask yourself, where did my soul go? Because there's really nothing there otherwise.